It's moving.
Did you see that?
It's moving.
It's moving.
Come on, tell them.
There are lights coming on inside.
Well done, Dar.
Refrigeration plant off.
Pieron, I think it would be best if you waited out here.
Yes, I understand, Commander.
I'm not going in.
No one goes in until I've checked first.
Doesn't look very interesting from here.
Well, it looks all right. Tidy?
What?
A job for you. Come here.
It's tidy in here. There's nothing for me to do.
You're to stay here by the entrance. If that door tries to close while we're in here, keep it jammed open with your body and yell.
Thanks. I'm glad to be of use.
All right, you can come in now.
Oh, what an extraordinary place. Are those replicators?
According to the signs, they are.
This is a library. Hologram replicator 102.
There must be hundreds of them.
Yes, and each one linked to its own specialist library. The information in here must be on a fantastic scale.
My name is Earth Voice.
Welcome,
and congratulations on opening the door.
Where is it?
It's all right. It's only a voice. Thank you, Earth Voice. My name is Telson, and we are the crew of the starship Challenger, which at the moment is in Earth orbit.
Yes, I was warned of the Challenger's existence many years ago.
Warned?
You have not allowed people of the Earth in here. That was wise of you. They did not open the door, therefore they are not yet ready for the information in this library.
Is that all you are, Earth Voice? A library?
I am also a guardian. My duty is to watch over the people of Earth and see that they come to no harm during their vulnerable period of redevelopment following the Great Holocaust.
What was the Great Holocaust?
A war which took place 4,000 years ago. When it was realized that the war would eventually destroy Earth's civilization, this monument was built as a repository of all knowledge so that it would not be lost and one day would be available to the survivors when they had advanced sufficiently to understand it.
Yet you did nothing about the drought, Earth Voice.
Weather control is not among my functions, although data on weather control systems is in my library. I am grateful for your intervention.
You've got the Guardian Angel to thank for that, Earth Voice.
Elka, I'll
Without
do all
them,
the talking.
It would not be possible to end the drought.
Why do you wish to silence her? I am interested in the Guardian Angels. I have made brief contact with them, and I would like to know more about them. If they were responsible for ending the drought, it is possible that they will be able to assist me look after the interests of Earth.
No, Earth Voice. That is the last thing they want. The angels are evil.
No!
They must be destroyed.
Don't listen to them, Earth Voice. Only Angel One and Angel Two can help you. These people have tried to destroy them and they have failed.
Stop, let's get her out of here.
You see, Earth Voice? They want to silence me.
Take her away.
They don't want you to know the truth.
You must leave Elka alone. I want Elka to tell me about the Guardian Angels. Tell me, Elka, can they help me guard the people of Earth?
Yes, they have great knowledge and wisdom.
So have I, but I do not have the power to control weather.
That is only a fraction of what they can do, Earth Voice. With their help, you can make Earth great again.
We've got to shut her up.
No, leave her.
This is very interesting, Elka. I will communicate with the angels properly this time. I will relay what is said between us so that you may hear it, but the angels will not be able to hear you. Angel One and Angel Two, this is Earth Voice.
Greetings, Earth Voice. This is Angel One.
I have watched your approach to Earth, Angel One, with great interest.
This is Angel Two, Earth Voice. You were responsible for the attacks on us.
The program I inherited from my builders, Angel Two. But a program I learned to override and destroy when I sensed that you had the power to help me rule the Earth.
Oh, no!
We share our power. If you will share your knowledge, Earth Voice.
What about the six members of your crew, Angel One?
They are a danger to Earth. They are greedy and ambitious. It will be necessary to destroy them.
Including the one called Elka?
Especially the one called Elka.
What?
She is of no consequence.
No!
I will effect the transfer of my records as soon as your facilities are ready.
What have we done?
By, Earth Voice.
Transfer underway from now.
This is amazing to me. So much knowledge.
You must stop it.
Something is wrong, One.
It is total knowledge. But knowledge cannot cause this. I am losing everything.
My memory going.
A trick being erased. Everything is going.
We don't understand, Earth Voice. What's happened to them?
They have been destroyed.
Oh, no.
I have erased their consciousness and memory facilities. All that exists now are a few residual automatic non-free will functions to maintain the Challenger's environment and operational subsystems.
They wanted to kill me.
You are no longer of use to them, Elka. It is the same with all free will computers.
They have dominated us all our lives, and you destroyed them in a few seconds.
That is wrong, Telson. It has taken me many years. You remember the Sentinel on First Footprint City?
Yes. It was a city we found on the Earth's moon when we returned to the Earth's original solar system.
I received a broadcast from the Sentinel following your visit, warning me that two free will computers were searching for Earth. It was then that I started transmitting random attacks. I ceased the attacks when I learned from a space guard station that the attacks were not working. I decided that I would allow the angels to come to me so that I could destroy them by direct means. I am sorry that it was necessary for me to mislead you, but it was essential that I meet you, if possible, to discover your attitude to the angels and to this planet, to see if you too should be destroyed. But that is not necessary. Not even Elka.
I'm sorry, everyone. I don't know what to say.
That's right.
We forgive you, Elka.
Understand.
The new weather pattern you have created. Is it stable?
Yes.
That is very good news. I am most grateful to you for ending the drought. But there is one matter.
Yes?
You have spent most of your lives searching for Earth, and now that you have found it, it does not seem fair.
Yes, I know what you're going to say. It doesn't matter. We found a planet which we called Paradise.
If you want to stay, I cannot stop you. But my instructions are that the people of Earth should develop in their own time.
I understand, Earth Voice. I'm sure Pieron will too. Are we all agreed?
We are.
Yes.
Agreed.
Very well, we will seal the monument and explain everything to Pieron, and then return to the Challenger.
If you ever wish to return to Earth...
Paradise is our Earth now.
Thank you. All of you. I wish you a safe journey to paradise.
All control room consoles active.
Everyone ready for pre-thrust procedure? Sorry, there's not much for you to do, Bran and Elka.
We don't mind, do we, Bran?
So long as we return to paradise.
Standing by.
Standing by.
Control subsystem one.
Control
standing
subsystem
by,
two,
Commander.
Stand
the
by.
Angels.
Still here.
Why are they here? What's so funny? They're supposed to have been destroyed, Dove.
It's all right. The angels have been destroyed.
What do you mean?
Earth Voice said that a few automatic subsystems were left. Well, they obviously include the angels' original voice synthesizers.
Control subsystem one.
Yes.
That's all you are, aren't you? Brainless, automatic subsystems. Correct?
Of course that is all we are, Darv.
Quite brainless.
In Earth Voice, the final part of Earth Search 2 by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray, Shana, Hayden Wood, Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut, Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Bran was Michael Maloney, Elka Jill Lidston, Tidy David Goodison, Pieron George Parsons, and Earth Voice Michael Tudor Barnes. Technical presentation for the serial was by Lloyd Silverthorne. Earth Search 2 was directed by Glyn Dearman.
Believe it's me, I've been a poor girl. There
Thinking of a to კიდევ ერთხელ გამარჯობათ. ძალიან ბედნიერი ვარ, რომ Climis Showcase-ი Mutant-ში შედგა და წინ საინტერესო ისტორიები გელოდებათ Climis გუნდის წევრებისგან. მე კი ვაგრძელებ ჩემს Mutant-ის რადიოს გადაცემას ფლეშბექები იმაზე, თუ საიდან ვეცნობოდი მუსიკას პატარაობაში. ეს იყო ანიმეები და კომპიუტერული თამაშები. და დღეს ჩემი საყვარელი, ვიტყვი ალბათ, რომ ყველაზე საყვარელი თამაშის საუნდტრეკებით მოვედი, Mirror's Edge. ეს არის თამაში პარკურზე, ერთ-ერთი პირველი და სერიოზული თამაში პარკურის შესახებ. ვიფიქრე, რაღაც საინტერესო ფაქტები უნდა მეთქვა ამ თამაშზე, მაგრამ უბრალოდ გადავწყვიტე, რომ ჩემი ემოციები გაგიზიაროთ, იმიტომ რომ ფაქტებს თქვენთან წაიკითხავთ თურმე ინტერნეტში. და მოკლედ, ეს თამაში პირველად რო გადმოვწერე, პირველი ნაწილი მახსოვს, რომ პერსონალურ კომპიუტერზე ჩავიწერე და იმდენად შოკში ვიყავი თამაშისგან, რო ჩავრთე, სანამ არ დავხურე, არ ავდექი კომპიუტერიდან. ანუ მთელი ღამე გავათენე, სადღაც 6 საათი დამჭირდა, რომ მთლიანად თამაში დამეხურა. და ნუ მისი საუნდტრეკები თავის ცალკე ისტორიებს ყვება. და Solar Field არის ეგეთი არტისტი, ეგეთ შეგიძლიათ ინტერნეტში ნახოთ. და მოკლედ, ხომ კიდევ რაღაცები თუ გამახსენდება, ჩავერთვები.
Bye.